Hello, this is Dr. Sandra Cabot and Dr. Evgenia Nisman, and we're talking to you today about leptin, L-E-P-T-I-N, which is the most powerful hormone when it comes to staying overweight. And we're going to give you strategies to get your leptin working better so that it will decrease in your body and you'll have much lower levels of leptin in your blood, and this is going to make you less hungry so that it's much, much easier to follow a healthy diet. So, Dr. Nisman, let's look at some of the strategies that people can use to get the leptin down.
Yes, we have possibility to put the leptin down, and if we put the inflammation in the brain, particularly in hypothalamus, yes, we can put the leptin probably down. We can reduce. Food can help. Food is medicine. We have to eat certain food. We have to eat more anti-inflammatory food, such as fatty fish. We have to exercise more. It's very, very important. Exercise reduces the brain inflammation.
Yes.
And obese people have a lot of inflammation, particularly in the hypothalamus.
Yes.
And this is very important. We have to cut our sugar. We have to eat more polyphenols food. Polyphenols food is food with very bright red colors. Polyphenol food, it's like berries. Polyphenol food, it's like strawberries, a little bit of
blueberries.
All this is
beetroot.
All food with similar red, bright red color, or even a little bit blue color.
Red cabbage. Anything red or
purple.
Right, is high in polyphenol.
Correct. It's high in
polyphenol. And that will help to lower leptin.
Leptin and plus reduce the inflammation.
Yes.
Which is very important.
Because I think with a lot of people who have high leptin levels and they're very overweight, the problem is caused by inflammation in the barrier between the blood and the brain, the blood-brain barrier. So if we can get the inflammation reduced, then the leptin will be able to pass through that barrier better into the brain.
Correct.
Yes.
It's very, very important. And we can give you a sufficient diet which can help you to reduce the leptin hormone and reduce the inflammation. And indirectly, it will reduce your weight.
Yes.
We can fight obesity, and we must fight obesity because obesity can cause diabetes, can cause hypertension, cardiovascular disease, peripheral vascular disease. And it's very, very important to make our nation healthy.
Yes.
It's one of these, it's reduced the leptin and the hormones like insulin resistance and stimulate the thyroid hormone much better.
And they also found, doing research on laboratory animals, that if they fed the animals protein and far less carbohydrate, that their insulin and their leptin would come down. So I think generally in our society, we eat way too much carbohydrate. And that
Correct.
Will keep our insulin and our leptin too high.
Correct. Particular yeah. sugar.
Sugar is bad, yeah.
Bad.
So a lot of processed food is full of sugar. So it's much better to have natural whole foods that haven't been processed in a factory.
Correct.
Yes.
And the special colour of the food, very important.
Yes, the colour. So, you know, if you can eat a lot of red and purple foods, that's going to help to lower your leptin. And that will make weight loss much easier. And you won't be hungry because you're just eating different foods. You're still eating a good volume of food, but you're getting a lot more fibre. So, for example, some good foods that we would include in a special diet for you would be a salad with grated beetroot, chopped up purple cabbage, some grated carrot, some tomatoes.
Correct.
They've got polyphenols, some green leafy stuff. And that fibre will make you feel full. And you can put a nice salad dressing on, say with some olive oil and some apple cider vinegar or lime or lemon. So you don't need a low-fat diet, do you, Dr. Nissen?
Not really. We need the right food. And this is very important, what we are eating. The food what we are eating influence our hormones, and if it's not correct food, it make us overweight. Mm. And overweight, how I said before, can cause different diseases, and we would like to make the nation
healthy. We want to reverse these diseases. So we have to lose excessive weight.
Prevent. And
yeah, well, even if you have someone who's a type 2 diabetic and they've got a lot of excessive fat in their abdomen and they've got some arthritis in their lower back, often you can reverse all that just with weight loss. You can actually, get rid of back pain, and you can take the pressure off a prolapsed disc just with weight loss. So that's very, very important. And it's interesting, we were saying before that this low-fat diet approach really emerged in the 1960s, you know, with fake fat, margarine and trans fatty acids. But we were also promoting the idea that if you don't eat fat, you will lose weight. But you were saying how you found that to be the opposite.
I think if you completely eliminate the fat, body try to protect the fat tissue and protect, it's some way of protection, and the protection body save the fat. And this fat going to our tummy, yes. Abdomen,
yes.
Our hips, and we're getting fatter and fatter. We have to eat fat, but we have to eat the right fatty food,
yes.
Not the trans fat. We have to eat the
essential fatty acids?
Yes.
Yeah. We have to eat
essential,
yeah, monosaturated fat, such as in the avocados and olive oil, but also saturated fat too, because our brain is made of saturated fat.
Our nerves need fat.
Yeah.
Our body need fats. Our vitamins need fat. Need a little
yes,
bit of fat.
Absolutely.
But it have to be the right fat.
Yeah, natural.
Natural.
Unprocessed right. Fat.
And even our hormones need a little bit of fat. But we have to concentrate on a healthy fat food, not
yes.
Just junk food.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you were saying before that if you go on a low-fat diet, you're not getting enough fat. Your body will actually hang on to the fat that it's got because
correct.
It protects the body, has
correct.
A protective function.
Correct. Mm. And people getting fatter and fatter.
Yes, they are, and they're getting more and more fatty liver. And this is because their insulin is too high, their leptin is too high. So really the key is less sugar and less carbohydrate and a bit more exercise. And the healthy fats, and you were saying before how, you know, our hormones really need fat, and a lot of people don't realise that we make a lot of our hormones from the fat called cholesterol. Hmm.
Correct.
Hmm.
It's very important to prevent the fat food and to eat the right food. This is most important. We general can help. We check our patients losing weight, definitely losing weight. They're losing weight, some losing weight quicker, some more slowly, but we're checking all the hormone. We investigate their diet. We are giving them very healthy, very good diet with a lot of polyphenols inside, with healthy fat additional, a little bit of carbohydrates, not in excess.
No.
And people losing weight feel better. We reduce the joint pain, because if you're overweight, our fatty tissue produce enzymes which can damage your joints.
Yes.
And here you have all the joint pain. If we reduce the fat, we reduce this amount of enzyme in the fatty tissue, and we have more healthy joints.
That's
and
right.
Less painful.
Yeah.
And we can prevent some kind of arthritis. We can prevent diabetes. Mm. We can't reverse. It's impossible to reverse if a patient have diabetes, but we can reduce diabetes need for medication.
Well, pre-diabetes we can reverse. Yeah, that's true.
But diabetes we can't reverse. Pre-diabetes we can reverse, and it's very, very important. We can prevent hypertension if people losing weight, eating right food, in doing exercise.
Yes, so the subject of leptin is really interesting, and if you'd like to know more, you can call our advisory service and you can also make an appointment, and we'd be happy to help you. And so thanks for listening, and thank you, Evgenia, for your insight.
Thank you for having me.